Time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
A lot of adults have turned to surgery to deal with obesity. There are a number of options that are available, but now a hospital in Toronto is actually offering that drastic option for obese children. And
that's
as
true.
We deal with the obesity problem among children in North America, there are people saying this could be a solution and other people saying maybe we're moving down this path too quickly.
Well, I think they're both very good points, and it raises a significant issue with regards to these children that are between 12 and 17 years old. And these are children that are weighing 300, 400, 500 pounds and who are developing diseases that, again, that we see in adults who are overweight to that extent. Diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, high cholesterol. The list goes on and on, cysts and ovaries. When you develop a chronic disease when you are 15, 20, 25 years old, diseases that you should not be seeing in someone, and hopefully never, but reality is that you see these diseases when they are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, you are going to see the onset of the complications of these diseases much earlier. So heart attacks, disability, poor quality of life, ostracization from society, and that's what's happening with these kids, is that they don't go to school, they're being teased. It's a significant psychological and physical problem. People are saying, though, that, okay, you have that issue, you're doing surgery, but is that a solution for the overall problem that we're seeing with regards to obesity increases, where you're seeing anywhere between 15 to 25% of adolescents overweight, depending on region of the country, and that in itself poses a significant issue. The cost of treating chronic diseases in these children is going to far and exceed the cost of the surgery, but the surgery itself has complications such as bleeding, following up on infection rates afterwards, making sure that the child follows a specific diet after the surgery, because you can't just have the surgery and go ahead and eat what you're eating afterwards.
Right.
So those are some of the things that on that side of the equation that people will say, well, why are these kids like this in the first place?
I was going to say that's the other side of this is, obviously treating people who are in that situation is something we have to do. But the other side to it is, how do we stop kids from getting to the point where they're at that level of obesity?
That's right. So the question always comes down to, okay, how much are the parents involved in this? Well, yes, it's true. The parents will be buying food in the house, and there is consideration of how much are they contributing to the increase in their child's weight. But that is a very simplistic way of looking at things, because our society has changed tremendously with regards to what is available to eat, the foods that are purchased by people, the fact that we go to restaurants a lot, and you even have, Dr. Yoni Friedhoff today on his blog, Weighty Matters, has an article about Osteoporosis Canada. This is an organization to help people prevent osteoporosis, and they come out with recommendations of foods as calcium sources. And the list of these foods, Mark, and I'm not kidding, include poutine, Velveeta, nachos with cheese, Kraft dinner, pizza, ice cream. And you know, when you have organizations that are involved in promoting health, promoting these foods as a means of sources of calcium,
right?
This is part of the issue.
Get your calcium from eating lots of pizza.
Basically
what they're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have our Canada Food Guide, which really is an outdated, non-scientific document that promotes chocolate milk as an example of one of the foods that's good for kids to have. Our health minister, education minister in Ontario has said, oh, chocolate milk for kids is a nice thing. So it's not a straightforward, this is the parents' fault. You have everybody interjecting unscientific and biased leanings towards foods that are good for people to have. And on the basis of that, you cannot blame the general public for purchasing these foods when they're being told by authorities that this is okay for you to have.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Very interesting
Mark.
Debate. Dr. Barry Dworkin with Health Headlines on 580 CFRA.